The American economy is in recovery, but still more than 46 million Americans, that's one in seven people, used a food pantry last year. And a surprisingly high number of these people were from military families. That's according to a new study by Feeding America, which is a network of U.S. food banks. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Volunteers at the Maryland Food Bank in Baltimore sort through boxes and cans of food as they pass by on a conveyor belt to be packed for distribution.
I'd send it down maybe to dessert.
Sweets are put in one box, canned vegetables go in another, cereal goes in another. This food bank, like others across the country, is facing a growing demand for food. And CEO Deborah Flateman says last year they started dealing with some new clients.
We've been at Fort Meade, we've been at Fort Detrick, the Aberdeen Proving Grounds.
Those are local military bases. The food bank hasn't necessarily been at the bases, but nearby, with its mobile food pantry, which distributed more than 200,000 pounds of food over the past year to military families.
They're not unlike any of the other families that we serve. You know, they meet hardship and they need assistance with food. I'm thrilled that the Maryland Food Bank is the place that they come to get that assistance.
And other food banks and pantries say they're also seeing an increase.
Absolutely. We're less than a mile from Dover Air Force Base here in Dover.
Margaret Young is with the Calvary Assembly of God Church in Dover, Delaware, where she oversees a food pantry. Young noticed about 4 years ago that more military families were showing up for help. She says they're usually young, junior-level service members with kids.
And then, of course, they have younger spouses. And their spouses, you know, when you have to relocate every couple of months or a couple of years, however that works, it makes it harder for them to find jobs. So that I think that's the primary reason.
Because on one salary, it's hard for many families to make ends meet. Maura Daly of Feeding America says that's what they found in a recent survey of food bank clients, military and non-military alike, that even though most of their clients work, they face difficult financial decisions.
Between things like food and paying for their utilities, food and paying for transportation, food and paying for medicine or housing. So these are literally choices that people are having to make between eating, putting a roof over their head, keeping the lights on.
And one of the survey's most striking findings was that more than 600,000 households using Feeding America programs have at least one member currently serving in the military. That's one quarter of all military households in the U.S. A Pentagon spokesman said in a written statement that the Defense Department's reviewing the results, but he also said that military pay and benefits compare favorably with the private sector, and if a service member has financial troubles, help is available. But Joyce Razor with the National Military Family Association, a nonprofit, says service members are reluctant to seek such help, especially now that the military is downsizing.
People are afraid to call attention to themselves. They don't know who's getting picked to be asked to leave and who's going to get to stay and what the criteria are. And so a lot of these families are just laying low.
And it can also be plain embarrassing to need help. Razor wasn't at all surprised that we were unable to get any military families seeking food aid to go on record for this story.
The reason they go to the food bank is it's anonymous.
But she says she has no doubt that the need is there, even if she thinks Feeding America's numbers might be on the high side. Razor says some families have trouble managing their finances with all the disruptions of military life.
Which may mean at the end of the month, things are a little tighter than they should be.
And free food at the pantry might be just what they need to get by. Pam Fessler, NPR News.